With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The very beautiful and talented April Macy is on the hotline.
She's
in town this week. We're going to miss her. She's here Friday through Sunday.
Is she calling from her house?
She is in L.A., yes.
Oh, but I thought she was living in Italy.
I think they still have stuff in Italy.
Born November 2nd in Easton, Pennsylvania. She is a stand-up comedian who has appeared on Last Comic Standing and The Bad Girls of Comedy. She's appeared on Fuel TV, The Howard Stern Show, and co-hosted the AVN Awards. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can see her live on stage at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, April Macy.
Miss April Macy, how are you?
How are you?
I've missed you.
Morning.
I've missed you.
Oh, I know. Oh, you're going to New York for the parade.
I know, but I go every year. Don't take it like I jumped out of town unexpectedly. I literally do this every year.
Oh, I feel like I'm getting so fat that my head's starting to look like a parade float.
Hey, listen, I follow your Instagram. You're not, what do you mean fat?
I'm chunking right up. I'm going to need handlers with string soon. That's where I'm at.
Are you getting the happy weight?
I'm getting it's marriage weight. We look at our pictures, and I'm like, I gain weight all over. My husband just gained weight in his neck.
Well,
neck and gut.
I don't see any difference in you. I'm not just jerking you off because I love you. I'm telling you, because I saw you mention something like that in your Instagram, and I'm looking at the picture. I go, and trust me, I'm objectifying you. I'm like, no, man, you look good. That looks okay. I don't see anything.
I appreciate it, but let's just say I know my ankles.
It's got to be so weird. 2020 comes right after. What year did you get married, in 19 or 20?
We got married in 2018.
Oh, God.
And then we dealt with the travel ban. So
that's right.
I hadn't been in my home yet for the first year. And then I wrote a letter because I was going to have a meltdown in the U.S. consulate. And then I had to write an L.A. Times article, and that's how I got my husband in. And then about a few months after he got here, the pandemic hit, and then we were inside doing puzzles.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm so happy you brought me here.
Oh, my God. No, you know what's so funny? Like, when I got him here, I'm like, I married an immigrant who believes in the American dream. And then you get in here, and you're like, oh, shit, I should have married a rich dude with a boat. doing way better than this American dream we're working towards.
Did you, so you married this guy, and he's a good-looking guy. And he seems to be, you know, like, he's got some money in his pocket, so he's not a mooch guy. Like, he's got his own thing, you got your own thing. But you guys had the restaurant. Did you keep it or did you get rid of it?
No. We have, because I want health care. So we keep a place in Italy. We have a place in an agriturismo in an olive garden. It's like $650 a month. You get an olive garden and you get a vineyard and you get a view. In L.A., you get a van for that price.
Oh, of course. But did you just keep your restaurant?
Oh, no. We didn't keep the restaurant. It was like Italy was shut down.
Right.
They even had a curfew for 2 years, and we couldn't go back because of his visa. So once he got in the country, we were kind of stuck here.
How is the husband? How is that working out for you?
It's great. Like, no, he's the nicest person. I'm the one that's obviously wildly unstable.
Because I kept wondering, like, because to me, you're just such a fun, fantastic girl. Like, you know, you grew up, your mom's bananas, your family's crazy. You come from the same kind of crazy background I do. but you're also a severe intellect, and like you see humans for what they are, and that's where the comedy comes from, and that's all fine and well until you're stuck somewhere in an apartment with somebody and you go sideways. Then I feel like you just would kill me.
I adore you so much for calling me an intellect. I'm like, I thought I was smart because I know all the words about Humpty Dance. And my husband speaks four languages. I was pretty convinced I was a moron until you just said that. So thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, but I mean, but being married is working out for you.
No, it's great. But you know what's strange is because we did go from long distance to just being trapped in the house the entire time. And I was like, I'm not a lady who's used to making banana bread at home. Like, I've been traveling for 20 years, so yeah. We had our share of fights, like I'm sure most people.
Yeah? Was he married before?
Yeah. He was married before, and he was married to a woman who looked like Edward James almost.
Oh, April. By the way, if I may illustrate my point I made earlier.
Yep.
You see? Yeah, you used to be married to a lady that looked like Edward James almost.
I was like, oh my God, that broad looks like she starred in Stand and Deliver. So cute.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and she played the French horn, which I think is the unsexiest instrument. I'm like, she might as well play the spoons on her mouth. It doesn't get any worse. She was a beast, guys. She was a real beast. And I run into her in Italy. It's my favorite thing. I know she doesn't want to see me, but I really enjoy seeing her. I get dressed up for it like it's a date.
Oh, that's so ruthless, man. That's so ruthless.
It's fun. She cheated, guys.
And you scooped him up when, you know, after she'd harmed him, and then of course you're a wonderful person.
Oh, I know. And you know what? It's way better to get them damaged. I don't know if you guys know this. Mm-hmm. You get somebody who's been cheated on, I think they're far more faithful. They're just real appreciative, like a rescue puppy.
They really are.
It is. It's like every time you tell someone you have a rescue animal, they're like, do they look like they appreciate it? Do you think they appreciate it more?
Oh, I do. I think that's what you get when you get a nice immigrant husband. They appreciate it. So happy for the passport and the freedom.
I never even considered what we're really talking about now, April. Like, you really, to me, you thought this out. You're like, damaged, cheated on, emotionally vulnerable, and he's an immigrant. The land of milk and honey awaits.
He's actually just the nicest. Like, he is a good guy. I don't want to get rid of them, but that was my program with foreigners for a long time because you can import them for 3 months until their visas expire, and then you can return them if you don't like them.
Genius.
Return policy on foreigners.
That's a damn fine emotional warranty.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't have to break up with them. America does it for you. It's perfect.
So I think one of the last times, by the way, April Macy's going to be here. She will be here live at the Comedy Club of Kansas City this Friday through Sunday. So she's doing shows Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, 103rd and State Line. So you can get those tickets now online. What I wanted to say was last time we spoke, I remember we talked about you guys had a great wedding in Italy. You even flew your family over. And at one point, though, you realized you had to have two boats because you went out for a cruise. Yeah.
We got married in Greece. We had two catamarans, and then I stuck my family on his boat. We had the fun boat, and then I stuck old Karen and Stan with him. But he's better with them. I'm pretty sure my parents like him way better.
Yeah. But didn't
he's a better person? He truly is a better person.
But like when he could. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when he couldn't get in the country, my favorite thing to do was send him videos of Americans that were allowed to live here. That was my favorite thing. I found a woman shooting bottle rockets out of her butt at Walmart, and I was like, babe, she's one of us.
Oh, so good. We value these kinds of people. Freedom!
He is a better person.
Sure. And he'll come in here, work his ass off, appreciate it, and see it for what it is, and he won't see the basic... anything that's uncomfortable or inconvenient as it's my freedoms.
No, it's funny. He wants to be here and I want to be in Italy just sitting in a lawn chair and playing bocce ball and drinking wine and eating cheese and slowly fatting. That would be my dream life.
Slowly fatting.
Yeah. Just occasionally, like, baste me in the yard. That's all you have to do. You ever see those, like, super tan Italian women on a beach, just real oily. Like, that's my dream.
I see. Listen, I'm okay with you being really oily. Listen, because you flirt with this interesting sexuality with me. Like, or not with me, but to me. You know what I mean. And because you hosted the AVNs.
Yes, I did.
Adult videos.
I thought I was damaged until you go there and you're like, oh boy. I feel like a comic isn't that far away from a stripper. I'm like, the only difference is I think I read a few more, like one or two more books. That's it.
Right. And you've had some really, like, you've told us some stories about some odd sexual relationships.
Me? I feel like I've dated my way through.
Horrific, just damaged.
Yeah. Damaged, man. I had a dude who upgraded to first class and left me a coach on my birthday. For another 2 years after that. I'm not saying I made the best choices.
With the smelliest actor that, now, by the way, I can't watch a movie with that guy. And I don't know that I want to, it's up to you to mention a name, but it was a really well-known actor she was with. And then but you said he smelled. And now every time I see a movie, that's all I hear. That's all I see is him smelly.
No, I left. Like, this dude smelled so bad. And he was very talented. So you were like, I was willing to tolerate his stench. I was like, well, he did win an Oscar.
Yeah.
But he was so stinky. But at one point he was like, can I draw you? And I was like, well, let me drop these pants. I want a sketch of myself.
Hold on. Is that how he got your panties off? Can I draw you?
He did.
Oh, goddamn.
He pulled a Jack from Titanic. My brain stopped.
Oh, my God. Can I draw you? Wouldn't it have been possible if he had just said, hey, I really, let's do this. Like, you want to get it on?
I did. I mean, I think he knew I would. I mean, I did. I liked it. He was very charming. He was a very charming, smelly actor.
Yeah. But I got to know, how does he pose you? Because I'm such a creep that I'd be like, okay, now, if you could just open your knees a little wider, or does he have you?
Charming? The funny thing, like, in my fantasy, it would have been funny if he did that and then just sketched for a really long time. And then he turned the picture around, like that scene in Titanic, and it was just a stick figure.
Yeah, like with a cat. Yeah. Perfect. So that being said, you've got this new relationship. And that's what I love about you. Everything about you comes from such an honest place. Your family, your childhood, the insanity of your mom. Is she still painting?
She's my mom moved in with us during the pandemic.
Oh, no.
So that was a real treat.
Why?
We passed her back because my mom's decided to break up with her fiance, and I was like, oh boy, I guess I get to keep her. No, she's out of her mind. She's still painting Bolton. She'll paint him on a wine glass if you want to. That's her new thing.
How many paintings of Michael Bolton do you think your mother has completed?
I'm going to say about 17 solid Boltons.
That's
and
crazy.
All wearing capes. Did you ever see the picture? You ever see? There's one online. It's like my mom and Michael Bolton in a tender embrace, and he's wearing a cape.
Yes. Yes, yeah, I have seen that. The actual photograph, yes.
So fantastic. No, she loves him. I think it was like her high school boyfriend that got away. So she's always dreamed of a dude that looked like Bolton.
So do you think that your mom just went, oh my God, she's got this great husband. He's doing great. They're doing great. This guy's fiance, he's not that great. I think it'd be better off just living with them.
I think her social security's sad. And so me and my brother got to take care of her. But I don't mind her. Like, I am getting close to her. And this is the best thing. I think my mom said during pandemic, she was talking about what she was craving when she was pregnant with all me and my brothers. And with me, she was like, with you, April, I craved ice chips and sweet tarts. And I was like, oh, that's why I'm the least favorite. And then with my middle brother, she's like, I craved ice cream because I was lacking calcium. And then she said, with your brother, Kent, I craved the smell of mechanic's hands.
Come on. I craved the smell of mechanic. Who was the mechanic?
No, she she said. She was like, well, they pump gas for you in New Jersey. My parents live in Pennsylvania. She was like, they pump gas for you in Jersey. So I would drive around from gas station to gas station, and I put a dollar at a time so I could get a few woofs at the mechanic van.
Holy.
Which, by the way, my mom's really funny. Woof is the best word choice. And then she turned to my brother. It was the best thing I've ever heard her say. She goes, Kent, I think you'd be a lot smarter if I wasn't always huffing gasoline when I was pregnant.
What's insane is people, I don't know if they understand, these are real stories.
Yeah, 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 that's a real story. She said she got kicked out of Napa Auto Parts for smelling belts. She's a pregnant woman. She said she couldn't get enough of the smell.
That's so crazy.
It's a
smell. Did you not have kids because you were freaked out about the whole, just what it was like as you were a kid?
No, I didn't have kids because I dated animals for so many years and now my roof's dying.
Because I don't have kids either. And I'm pretty sure it's because of my weird childhood.
I might have wanted one. Like, once I met my husband, I was like, uh-oh, I better have one. I've got 14 eggs left.
Yeah.
Let's hurry this up.
Golly, man. Well, look, I
think my husband needs one.
Right, right. Do you think you will?
Maybe. I mean, at this point, I'll probably have to go, like buy some Ukrainian eggs or something.
Sure.
I don't know, maybe. Or I'm just going to be, like, an unstable woman with, like, 47 dogs.
I vote for the 47 dogs. Even get yourself a cat, a monkey, or something.
Oh, I know. We got Don Lickles. We got Lucille Ballbuster. That's a cat that my mom has. And then I'm getting my brother a pup, a little sweet pup for Christmas. I'm going to start filling this house.
Yeah. No, I have a new cat named Oscar, Lord of the Dumpster, because we found him in a dumpster as a little bitty 1.5-pound kitten meowing in the summertime, almost dead from dehydration and neglect. He was just a feral little baby, and got him to the vet. He didn't know if he would live, and then he did, and now he just runs the house. He runs everything, and he's the weirdest. Like, I don't know what kind of brain damage happened in that dumpster, but he gets in the shower every morning with me. He walks into the walk-in shower. He loves the water. He sticks his head underneath faucets. He gets what we refer to as the zoomies at 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning, where he literally runs around the room as fast as he possibly can, knocking everything off, skidding. And then he'll sit next to you and slap you in the face with no claw, just pad on a steel, and go until you wake up. And then if you feed him, then at 3 o'clock in the morning, then he'll stop hitting you in the face.
Oh, that's Don Lickles. Don Lickles is like getting really chunky too. After quarantine, I feel like he just got real greedy. We were in Italy, and this woman stopped us, and she's like, oh, my God, your dog, he looks like a potato. God looks like a little potato.
Oh, there you go. See?
I love him so much.
Yeah, see? And I don't know that people always have those same moments about their children.
I can't imagine loving anything more than I love this dog.
Yeah. I mean, I think people love their children, but I don't think if someone walks up and goes, your child, he looks like a potato. You're like, he's a freak. My little kid's a freak.
I'm sure. I hope we put out one potato child. Yeah. I feel like I look like a potato. I was bald for like 3 years with me and my dumb Pollock head.
What do you mean? Did you say you were bald?
I was bald for like 3 years, and then I have like all the hair now. But for 3 years, I was really an ugly child.
Hold on. Why wouldn't you grow hair when you were a baby?
You what?
What is that, a birth defect? Little kids have hair before they're three.
I had like fuzz. Like, I had like a sad fuzz. My mom said she put dandelions on my head in the summer to make me look normal. Like, she took a dandelion on my head and pushed me in a stroller.
You were just...
My mom tells a hilarious tale about how when I was a baby, apparently her and my Aunt Susie weren't great babysitters, and I fell asleep on the beach. And they're like, you would crawl down, and you'd eat an entire pack of cigarettes. I was mad, because I didn't have enough. All I brought was enough money for a hot pretzel. You're like, wait, what?
Oh. My mom...
There's
a picture of my mom with me inside of her, take it as you will, pregnant, and she was the ashtrays resting on her stomach, And it's even.
Oh, yeah.
And she's smoking. I mean, this was just the beginning. I'm like, Mom. And she's like, she's English. John, we didn't know that smoking was bad for you. Okay. You didn't know smoking was bad. Okay. All right. Whatever.
My parents knew, and they made us roll up the windows in the car.
Of course. Of course. My brother set my bed on fire while I was in it.
Oh, wow. We have also two house fires. My grandmother, my grandfather, I think he put gasoline and like a kerosene heater and blew up the house. And then that was a onesie. And then there was an Aunt Jeannie burned down her house. And then we had one kitchen fire with my cracky uncle.
Did he actually crack it up and do it?
He did. He cracked it up, but then they put the one kitchen out. So we've only had like 2.5 fires in our family.
My brother, apparently, my older brother, came downstairs and told my mom that the smoke burned his eyes. And she was like, what are you talking about? Goes up there. And, you know, you have like a little, like a, not a cradle, but like a little, it's like a, you know, whatever the beds are that you put kids in with the big sides, you know. And and he's was underneath there. And back in the day, I think that the bottom was like some kind of straw or like mashed, like some kind of organic material. And then there was a mattress on top. Like, you know, it was how they used to make, you know, it was a crib, but they had a weird, whatever the stuff was, but it lit on fire.
Sounds like a manger.
Yeah, it was a manger, but I'm saying it was like I don't know if it might have been fiberglass, like, you know what I mean? But there was something there that could catch fire, and the hard bottom caught fire, and then that lit the mattress, and that just before it burned me, and I died of smoke inhalation, they had to open a window. They couldn't even, it was so on fire, my dad says, that they had to open a window, punch the screen out, and shove the burning material outside of the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I could have been dead or looked like, you know, some poor burn victim kid, like with no ears.
Oh my God. No, I feel like my parents were bad, but then like not my parents weren't the best, but then I have a friend whose parents dropped him off at SeaWorld. So then that's the worst parenting I've ever heard of.
Oh God, maybe, you know what? It's best if I don't have kids. I think you'll do fine.
Yeah, I mean, I really still like my freedom and sleeping in, and but I do feel like Christmas is, like, I'm good at craft. That's my reason for wanting a kid. I'm like, maybe I'll just craft with a kid.
Yeah, just craft for someone else's kids. That's what I do. I just go, look, I'm just going to give kids money and presents and do stuff, and I feel good, and they always like me because I never discipline them, and so I'm like, yeah, man, your Uncle John's awesome.
That's who I am with my nephews, my husband's sister has two kids, and I'm spoiling them, and now they request toys upon my arrival.
Sure. And you know what? Give them to them if you want them to visit you when you're older.
No, they're the cutest. One's really competitive. He's like my little spirit animal. I love him. He's three.
Yeah.
Screams, I win.
Dude, I count on being nice to kids now so that later on they'll be like, hey, that guy was cool to us when we were kids. Let's go see the old bastard. I heard he's crapping his pants in a nursing home. You know.
Oh, my God. Well, can you have them visit me? I'll still be oiling myself on that beach.
Listen, I want to make you take care of me. All right, listen, I'm so sorry that I'm going to miss you, hon. And you guys, don't miss her. If you guys will be here, you know you want to escape your family after Thanksgiving. So after that Thursday of forced family fun, you want to jump out on a Friday and go see April Macy at the Comedy Club of Kansas City this Thursday. This Friday, this Saturday, and this Sunday. So when you've had just enough of, you know, Uncle never want to see you till next year, just it'll be the great escape. I think you'll have a great
sense. Yeah, come up for Black Friday sale. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yes. All right.
I'm going to wait in line.
I love you. I'm sorry I'm going to miss you in person, but I hope to catch up soon.
Oh, me too. I'm sorry. And have fun at the parade. Okay. I don't know if you see my head floating by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.